Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, people. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and this is the Video Game Bang live on NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Brought to you by Corsair Gaming. Come sail away with us. And Antlion is all on our heads, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Hear the roar. Wow.
Gar.
Yeah, that's exactly roar. What that one was. Gar.
Meow. I'm a lion. I'm a fierce little lion.
Yeah,
come here, Aaron.
Lion.
I'm going to bite you.
Oh, my gosh.
It took a weird turn.
Could not get any better. Let's get right down to it. The man that had the lucky numbers in the Powerball and then threw them away. Corey Vincent, everybody.
Hey, what's going on, Pizzas?
Did you hear the depression in his voice after that one?
You know, when you started the show, there was so much joy in your face. I'm going to take it that that's how much you love this show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I've had that feeling before, and I'm excited for you.
Oh, wow. You should always be excited. I told you week in, week out, this is therapy for Aaron Carter. I go through crap during the week. Because I have a regular 9-to-5 like everybody else in America, except for those bums. And wow. And then I get to do this twice a week, hang out with some friends, talk about stuff I love, and, you know, forget about the world. And also with us, everybody, the man that picked those lucky numbers for Corey and told him to throw it away, the real David Webb.
Hey, everybody.
You peace. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They could have
got
been,
him.
Could have been, what is it? 800 million?
940 million.
It's 940 now? Good gravy.
Yep.
That is crazy.
That's with some did you see the guy when the news was interviewing people?
Uh-huh.
Some Fox station, I don't know where. And they were interviewing people asking what they're gonna do with the money if they win, and so the guy's like, she goes, so do you mind if I ask what you're gonna do with the money if you win? He goes, hookers and cocaine. And she's okay.
Yeah,
not
I
the answer
that.
We were looking for.
Well, that's honest. At least he was honest.
He didn't break his straight face.
That's how
hookers
you do
and
it.
Cocaine.
Yeah, that's exactly what you
oh
do.
Oh, my God. I would have said that.
Rounding out the live cast in studio, the woman that Corey would have spent the $900 million on, Larissa, everybody.
Would you have really?
Wow. Good Lord.
No, I would have forgotten about all of you, honestly.
Yeah,
you would have all just been distant memories.
Everybody at my job.
What,
I had 28 people at my job, and they were all going in on this thing. And I was like, if they win, there's going to be so many people quitting the next day. And we're just going to be understaffed, and that's just it.
Would you quit your job first thing if you
Hell
won
no.
the lottery?
Hell no. Never.
I would.
Nah, I'm not quitting my job.
Why not?
I like the people I work with.
I would take still, a...
They're not going to die.
I would take
You'll
a,
still see them.
Well, not. I wouldn't see them as much if I wasn't obligated to go to work because, I mean, we all have busy schedules, but at least at work, that is our schedule, so we do see each other.
You can buy the store, and you just hang out there whenever you want.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy them. I might as well just start one right next door and be their competition.
I'd take a lower...
Or do that, and then just walk next door.
Lower hours. I'd take lower hours.
But you wouldn't quit?
No, I'd be like, hey, you guys want to just keep me on as somebody that sweeps around the building? Yeah. And I just BS
I just
with everybody.
Sweep the floors. And all I ask for in return is a simple paycheck.
Yeah, that's what I'd do.
I'd quit so fast.
Well, like I said, you know, I do like the people.
I'd retire.
I do like the people that I work with, and I wouldn't be able to see all of them, you know, so.
I like the people I work with, but. That's what Facebook is for.
Yeah.
Facebook. I mean,
no, it's not.
You're not going to like them so much when every time you're in the break room, one walks up to you and is like, Aaron, you know, my kid, he just, he can't afford a school and he's out on his ass.
That's why you don't tell anybody.
No, I look him right in the eyes and I'd be like, that's very heartwarming. So I got to go sweep. We'll see you later.
I got sweeps.
Yep.
So I just sweep the floor.
Sweeps month.
Yeah. That's all I do.
That's all I do.
See this name badge?
What would you do with the money?
With me? Mm-hmm. Well, I really don't think too much about it besides, you know, of course, paying off all mine and my family's debts. Mm. And then from there, because I'm never the big, you know, I got to go spend it all a whole bunch of stuff type of person. So it literally would just be invested in the dreams that I had. So VGB would be more of a, you know, network entity, of course. And then I would look for a way to keep generating more money so I can fund the little dreamatorium in the hood that I want to build one day. No lie. Like, that's what I want to do. I mean...
Where so. Inner city kids could come and play video games instead of join gangs?
No, they not one of those. Not a place to go and do stuff like the Boys and Girls Club. But it's something in the inner city to show that there's more than what you see around in your neighborhood. Because it's like there's, you know, video games actually helped me, you know, look beyond the whatever corners of the hood that I lived in. That I still live in the freaking hood. But... to, you know, let you know there's more out there. And then, of course, you know, the internet came around while I was, you know, alive, and that showed me even more stuff out there. I don't know. The people around my neighborhood, they can only see what's in my neighborhood, and they think that's the only thing. If there was some place they can go to expose them to different, you know, arts and cultures, and then they can be like, you know, hey, maybe I do want to be a architect in Germany or something like that. Hell yeah, do it.
What would you do to spend on yourself?
Like, on myself?
Would you buy like a car or something?
I like the Fox. I'd fix her. That's my car, by the way, everybody. The Fox. That's what I call her. I don't know. Like I told you, I'm not a big flat. Have you ever seen me post on any social media whenever I got something new?
All the time. Your spinners that you just got.
Yeah, sure.
Yesterday.
When
I saw you.
When I got my car. When I got my car, didn't post any pictures of it.
No.
Didn't tell anybody. When I got the PS4, didn't post any pictures of it.
Right.
Didn't tell anybody. I'm not the flashy type of guy.
Corey, what would you do?
Hookers and cocaine.
Hookers and cocaine.
I'll be halfway to Mexico. I'd want to live my life like Pablo Escobar.
Well, short and dangerous.
In and out of jail.
Yeah.
He built his own jail, first of all. Totally. I would just be, I'd get into the drug trade. You got to keep making money.
That's terrible.
There's many avenues for that. I mean, real estate.
Ass.
I mean,
hookers and cocaine.
You could be their pimp.
Yeah, I'd be a pimp. No, I had it all written out. I was fantasizing like a little schoolgirl about what I would do if I'd won all this money. I'm daydreaming it, you know, my work where I'm miserable and I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, I guess Aaron's worth $30,000 a year.
$30,000 a year? Wow.
Oh, how can
trust me, I would be flipping that as much as possible. I mean, there's like things I want to do.
Don't be too excited, Lucy. You're worth 15.
Wow. A dream, you know, is to watch a soccer game in the
can
top leagues in the world. I'd love that.
No.
Yeah.
You know who we're forgetting?
Chat.
The chat room.
The chat, ladies and gentlemen.
Our final guests, and they're always here.
They're
like
talking about what they would do with the money.
Out. They are talking about what they're doing.
Special cases would pay off bills and credit cards.
You got to do that first.
Batfan 916 would open up his own gaming and comic bar.
And we could do our show
gaming
there.
And comic bar.
Oh, yeah. A bar. No. Yeah.
It could have like side rooms. And we could do our show in one of the side rooms. And then, you know.
I love.
And then walk around and chat with people and have them on the show. Yeah.
I love CoinOp, but I feel like CoinOp is a little too
loud.
And mainstreamy.
It's a bar, though.
It's super mainstream. I was surprised at how many bros were in there.
It's the only place when we were though, there. That's like it is. You know what I mean?
What do you
like,
mean
there,
though?
There's
like,
no other
is.
Bars like arcade and.
See, I think it feels to me like a bar first, and I've been there multiple times. Still feels like a bar first with arcades around it, and it's cool. I love it. You know, it's my favorite. You know, bar in Sacramento, but. That mainstreamy.
That's just who comes.
That mainstreamy thing is there. Yeah. I think I realized the first time when we went to Webb's birthday party.
Yeah.
And the Supermodel. No. Sorry. It was with the SAC PC gaming group.
Oh,
and
there was
that one
speed
guy.
Dating?
No.
Gil's group?
Yeah, Gil's group. There was that one guy there with like the two supermodel girls with him. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah. I wasn't there.
Oh, I remember those Goyles.
Yeah. And they walked in like it was an L.A. catwalk. And we were just like, well, okay, I guess the ugly people need to go home now. Let's just leave everybody.
The peasants.
And then you just heard all the as they shuffled out and let them just take up, you know, all the Jengas and stuff like that. But no, it's definitely got very mainstream. It's not a place where you're going to get your hardcore PC players there. It's not a place for that.
A couple new faces that I've never noticed. Holy Pew.
Hey, Holy Pew, what's up? Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Bang. Starless.
Instead of Starmore?
Says Bark. And Mandersky says Moo. There's just a lot of noises.
No, he says he wants a lifetime supply of Pop-Tarts. Like, I can go for that. Can I choose the flavor of Pop-Tarts that I want?
If you have that money, you can choose whatever the hell you want. Yeah.
You walk into the store, nope, you have to buy strawberry, bitch.
Damn it!
Yeah, like, you're the lotto winner? Only strawberry.
Nasty.
Only strawberry. That's all you
get. They grab the s'mores ones and just slam them on the ground.
I take it.
Trust me, I've heard a lot of things from a lot of different people about what they want to spend this money on. But I don't know. Everybody knows me. I don't gamble unless I'm guaranteed to win.
I didn't buy any tickets.
I didn't buy anything. I know friends that, you know, purchased multiple tickets. Like I said, my coworkers did, and it's a big thing. But it's out of a couple of states though, isn't it? Like four states.
I think it's California. I thought.
It's definitely at least California and Texas.
Yeah, because I've heard it's between a couple of states. So I'm like, your chances are very small now, everybody. Like. Good luck, though. Good luck. Yeah. If you get that money, you know, God bless you. Because, you know.
Send some our way. Patreon.com.
Yeah.
Go to Patreon.com and, you know, contribute. Let's get right to it. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
Are we going to record that and just press a button to play it? Or do you guys want to
it's
a cappella each time?
Okay. Have you ever been to a concert, Aaron?
Yes, I have.
And you know when you hear the song live, how it just always has that magic that you don't get from the CD.
I promise you. And this is why I've been like maybe three concerts, and I've always been disappointed.
Do you want it to sound like the CD? Because you can go.
Because
to,
I listen to the CD.
Hey! Han Solo dies. Oh,
good
damn.
Lord!
Damn it!
Thank you for the spoiler. I haven't seen the movie. But
that was the name of
his, that was his name. Yeah, no, I've seen the picture all over the place where he stabbed with a freaking lightsaber.
Really?
Yeah. Aww. It spoiled it for me a long time ago. There's somebody put a meme where it was like, this is when children cry.
Yeah.
This is when men,
this is when boys cry. This is when men cried.
Yeah. And I was just like.
So do we give him a wave for.
No, he gets nothing.
You get nothing, sir.
He gets nothing.
You lose.
He loses
good
to the
day,
max.
Sir.
CES is going on right now, everybody, in bright and sunny Las Vegas. I don't know if it's bright and sunny there.
Desert, so.
It's probably bright and sunny.
It probably is. But there is a massive, gross amount of technology being shown there that we don't even need. Like, none of it. And everybody is drooling over this stuff. Have you guys been keeping up on CES? Anybody in here?
Hey,
we got another follower.
Yeah,
nice.
We did.
Nope. Sort of casually.
Casually, you're a casual keeper?
I know there's a new Keurig coming out.
Oh yeah.
It's a Keurig.
The ice Keurig.
The little coffee machines, which is like a pod. You just pop the pod in.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
There's
that's
a new
very
one.
Popular.
It's out in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Apparently
yeah, yeah.
There's one that's coming out for just strictly cold drinks and
you
margaritas.
Can make margaritas.
Margaritas, yes. Huh? So is there like ice already inside of it or something like that?
I don't know.
Or is it a little
Jamie just came running into the room.
You put the water
today.
In it and it just makes like your coffee or margaritas and it's just cold, ice cold.
Well, I put down on this list some of
for
the cool.
For $400.
That's too much money.
Yeah. Do you know how many Kirkland bottles of booze I could buy?
Wintry Terror, 4555, just got banged. What's and
that?
We should give them a wave.
All right, let's give
they've
them a quick wave.
They've been active in chat.
Whoa. Whoa. You guys are not doing
it's
the wave.
You.
That's
come
what
on.
We're not doing.
Oh, is it me?
Try it again.
Is
go, go.
Hour?
Go.
Whoa.
Whoa. All right. That's a good way
good
for
one.
Them. At CES, though, I there was a article on, what is it, CNET is where I went to. And CNET I usually trust with, you know, their opinion on stuff. Actually, I've purchased two phones literally off of their say-so on the website. So I went to CNET, and they had like 45 cool things, you know, you see at CES 2016. And I was like, that's 45 is way too much for us to cover every single one of them. So I kind of picked out kind of the cool you know, ones. They had a lot of the little airplanes that go, you know, the little, what do they call them?
Drones.
Drones all over the place. There's seven drones. Seven different drones.
Drones are so hot.
Ones
right
you
now.
Can live stream from.
What?
Oh, they are. Drones and hoverboards. Those two things are.
That don't hover.
Yeah. Those.
They're on wheels.
They're so hot right now.
They're so hot right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but
so hot
right you now. Didn't say it as sexually so as hot right Corey now. Did.
Yeah, well, because he.
Drones are so hot.
He likes
right
to
now.
Have sex with hoverboards.
I,
that's why.
You know?
And there you go.
And that's why they explode.
So here are some of
anything
the cool
things.
Anything
I have things. Sex with just explodes.
That's called
he's
STDs.
On his fourth wife right now.
So here are some of the cool gadgets at CES 2016 that you should probably look out for. The first one, Sensor Wake. Smell the coffee, everybody. That's their slogan.
Could be better.
Yeah.
7 out of 10 needs work.
Yeah, we'll get Steven on it.
Yeah.
The concept behind Sensor Work is a $110 alarm clock that diffuses enticing scents of your choice, such as coffee, money, or mint.
Ew.
At the appointed hour. So think about it. You're laying in
you
bed.
Smell money? What does that smell like? People's dirty fingers and ass?
Probably.
Yup.
You put in the cartridge because they show dirty little cartridges for your clock. It turns, I don't know, 7 o'clock. You're supposed to get up. You smell bacon. And you just
But you know,
wake
like,
up.
You know how they say it smells like,
right.
But then when you get a whiff of that scent, it's really not anywhere
here's,
close to what it should
yeah,
be
like
smelling
new,
like.
New car scent air freshener.
Yes.
Yes.
Or like,
new car
you know,
smells
you
like new
when
car.
When they came out the Axe body sprays, it was like chocolate.
And, Axe body chocolate and, smells like nothing like chocolate.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You know what I mean?
Axe body chocolate. Yeah.
I mean, it's not edible, so I mean.
Here's a better way to wake up to the smell of bacon. You have to wake up at 7, right? So you set your alarm for 6:30, put bacon on your George Foreman grill, close it, go back to sleep.
And then wake
then
up
you,
with
when
a
you
house
wake up
that's
at 7.
Around you. Because
there's
you
no
just,
fire. There's no fire with a George
started
Foreman.
A fire.
There's no fire with
you
a George
just
Foreman.
You started a bacon grease
heat.
Fire.
It's just heat. And then at 7, you wake up to the delicious smell of bacon.
Or burnt food.
Food.
Yeah, exactly.
Put holes in it, then
so,
it's gonna disintegrate.
Exactly.
Damn.
If you could wake up to any smell, what would it be, David Webb? Go.
I don't know. I have never thought about that question.
And
I guess
see, this is what the people at Sensor Wake were
coffee?
Thinking about. Coffee,
maybe,
really?
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean,
so generic.
That is.
It is generic because I've never thought of this question before.
Corey, what are you waking up to?
I think about this every day.
Cocaine.
Pussy.
God.
Really? Because if you could smell it while you wake up. You might want to go check that out. You might want to tell her you got to go to the hospital. They have douches in aisle 17. Do something about
douching's
it.
Douching's actually bad for you.
Well, do something. I got Axe body spray.
Chocolate
flavored.
Just spray
the back.
Some of that down there.
Let's go ahead and
nasty.
Get rid of that. Larissa, what are you smelling? If you say penis, we're done.
No, I'm gay.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's going to say pussy, too.
honeysuckle.
Okay. All right. Everybody's quiet.
All right. Okay.
Aaron, what do you smell?
If I had to smell anything, You know what? A little cliche, but I'm going to go with honeysuckle, too.
Really?
Actually, I have no idea what
honeysuckle smells like. I don't know what that smells like, yeah.
So, if you have
it's any type of breakfast type of thing, I think.
Well, Starless in chat says Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts, there's a good one.
Starless is really on a Pop-Tart kick.
What kind of Pop-Tarts? Because if you say strawberry, I swear to God, I'll cut you.
Gaming since gaming says a sex smell.
A sex smell, yeah.
I love how Stoner
Special
of Hearth.
Special Cases is cocoa butter.
I think Stoner of Hearth is with me with the pussy thing.
Yeah, sure. Cinnamon's a good one. Cinnamon's a good one.
That's too much for me. I don't like
cinnamon bread.
I don't like the smell of like cinnamon candles or anything because it reminds me like too much of Christmassy things.
Not the peppermint one. That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, Cinnabons. Yes, I can do that.
Like that cinnamon type of cinnamon. Not the when it confuses me when they're like, oh, you want to stick a gum? Here's some cinnamon gum.
Right.
It's not cinnamon to me. I don't know what that flavor
Big
is.
Big red.
That burning. Minty.
Catch your mouth on fire.
That's
not
cinnamon to
you
me
want
for some reason.
You want Cinnabon.
I want Cinnabons. That's what I want.
I want one so bad.
Exactly.
I think if it smells too good, it won't make me really want to get up.
Fruity Pebbles? No? That won't
make
you want to get up?
It smell like a fire, a house fire, or something like that.
So you wake up.
I'll get the fuck out of bed real quick.
Every man for himself.
House fire. Punch my wife. Ah, getting out of here.
He'd be like George, and he'd just run out. I have to clear the way.
Yeah, nobody in chat said chloroform.
We got to the smoke.
Bill Cosby is not in chat. You're right. Jared Fogle is not in chat.
That's terrible. Oh, that is horrible, everybody. All right, the next gadget they showed at CES. Well, not the next one, but you know the one we're going to talk about. Smart ski airbag vest. As a professional klutz, this person, he's all about padding. whatever. The smart ski airbag vest incorporates gyroscopic sensor and accelerometer and a GPS in service of keeping you safe. Inflating to protect your hips, back, inside when it detects a potential fall. So even before you hit anything, it knows you're tipping over and you expand and puff out.
I feel like I would break a lot more things than it would save my life from.
But none of the vital stuff. So arms you're breaking, legs you're breaking, but ribs, you know.
Here's a scenario.
So, oh, you know what? The only time that I would think to use that is when you're really drunk. Then that would be something that you should probably wear.
It would be hilarious if you wear them and then you run into your friend as fast as possible.
You know people are going to do that.
Or if you and your friend were both wearing them.
Oh.
Yeah, people are going to do that.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's why you do it. It's like when people have those sumo suits or,
or
those bouncy balls and they run into each other.
Like that Vine video.
Yeah. So.
But if you're going to do it, mind you.
Do it
it's
with protection.
$1,200.
Yikes.
It's $1,200.
Is it reusable or is it like an airbag where it if it goes off, you have to go to
another
place?
You buy another one? I hope it's reusable.
Or you have to go pay to get it like repacked.
Here's a concern I have.
Mm-hmm.
You said it was a ski? It was meant for skiing?
Yeah, meant for skiers. Yes, it was actually marketed towards skiers. It says.
So
sponsored
here,
by Sony Bono.
So
wow.
Too soon, man.
Too soon. Jesus.
There's
too
a skier. He's skiing down, right?
Okay.
He's skiing down like the Black Diamond Trail or whatever.
Okay, whatever that trail is. Go.
That's like the hardest one.
Okay.
He falls. This thing goes off, and he essentially becomes a giant
snowball
ball.
Yes.
Rolling down the hill.
Collecting snow as he goes.
Collecting snow
like
as
it.
He goes.
Keep going. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Knocking down other skiers who don't have $1,200 to spend on a puffy blow-up vest.
He essentially becomes the giant ball from... Indiana Jones, and he's
yep.
chasing everybody down.
Or that Katamari game.
Or the Katamari, yeah. Trees yeah. are latching onto him now.
One giant
so
avalanche happens.
He's just rolling up cities now.
That would be the question I would ask them if I was at CES.
Okay.
That's why I'm not at CES.
And I'm pretty sure they would have some type of answer for you.
I want to know.
And it would be guards.
What's the
Please
company?
Get this crazy man.
What's the company?
Idea. I don't know the name of the company.
I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna tweet them.
But it has other features. It's, you guys just skipped over the other stuff.
Starless, you just got banged.
Starless, just now. Come on, Starless, you've been with us since the beginning of this episode, man.
It took you this long, yeah.
Starless. I like that. He or she vetted us for a nice 30 minutes, and then said, "All right, you're with it," and I appreciate it.
Give it to me.
Right. I love Ceramic Dragon is just. Flabbergasted that we let that guy come off the street and be on the show.
Who?
Yeah, because he's still
he
on that.
Kyle,
is he upset that he didn't
last
get?
Week?
Yeah,
Kyle didn't just come
off
the street. Actually, Kyle's been an avid listener and watcher for some time.
This is the first time I'd met or heard or seen or I've
really?
Never heard this man's name before. Yeah.
Well, you met him Webb a while back when you went to go get a phone, correct? That's the same guy.
Webb
went to go get a phone, and they had a little connection or whatever. And he's like, you know the Video Game Bang? And what did you say? Oh, I'm on the Video Game Bang. He's like, oh, you know. He said, do you know me or Adam or
Yeah,
something?
He was like, do you know. Oh, yeah, I know. He was like, do you know Aaron? I was like, yeah, I know Aaron. I sit next to Aaron. He's like, oh, so you know Adam? I was like, yeah, I know Adam.
Yeah, and then there
it.
You have it.
That
yeah,
was
that was the whole conversation that was right there. Yeah, so he's been a fan for some time. Yeah, he was on the show the other day.
As far as I'm concerned, he came off the streets. I had no idea who this man was in my house, and all of a sudden he's on the show. He did a good job.
Yeah. Good job,
Yay,
Kyle
Kudos.
Martino. Yeah, but you guys are grazing over the other things this thing has.
What's
GPS service. Right on your... So say you get lost in the snows.
Yeah.
And they need to find you in the giant Katamari ball that you've created rolling down the hill. How are they going to find you?
You carry
they
handheld GPS.
They open their eyes and see the giant, massive
mountain
sized
ball. Yeah, if they can't
see
that and they don't search there first, they have no business being search and rescue.
They don't see the big, huge ball over there with its own orbit, then...
Gyroscopic sensors inside of it.
That just means it's going to go off before you actually hit the ground.
Exactly.
So you're already a ball tumbling before you even touch the ground.
What about
inside?
Like all of the false alarms?
Yeah, what if you trip?
You're screwed.
What if you just, like, fall on your knees or something and the impact, like, just makes the vest go off?
Have you ever tried to put on, like, a ski or a snowboard? You fall a couple of times before you actually get it on.
Let's do something. I just thought about this right now. Let's Shark Tank this.
All
right,
Shark Tank it.
Are we funding this one?
No.
Ski, smart ski airbag vest?
I don't want my name attached to anything that's going to cause a public disaster. I don't want it to be, like, tonight at 11.
No.
Giant man in snowball causes havoc at Boreal.
Web industries.
I see this too much of a niche market, and for that reason, I'm out.
Okay.
I see it being the best vines ever.
Oh, so wow. So for
so in the disclaimer, if you buy this product, you must be filmed while wearing it.
So you would fund it. You would fund it.
You're funding it, huh? Mm-hmm. I'm pulling my money out.
Yeah. I'm pulling out so quick.
Yeah.
I'm
pulling out quicker than prom night.
Wow. Special Cases is talking about, he says,
maybe, what does he say?
Maybe 1 week we should have a show with Adam, Kyle, Mondo, Larissa, David, and Aaron, and Jada, and that's it.
Who's Mondo?
I think he means Gondo.
David Gondo.
Oh, I thought he was talking about League of Legends.
He's called him Mondo forever. Oh, we got to do the wave. Whoa!
Whoa!
All right.
Thanks.
You forgot Corey.
What, Stoner of Hearth?
That was Stoner of Hearth.
Yeah, Stoner of Hearth. Sweet. Okay.
He said he followed for the Shark Tank reference.
Nice.
We do a lot of those. Yeah. Stay tuned.
So the next product on the docket, LG Signature Refrigerator.
Oh, I've always wanted a refrigerator.
Yeah, a refrigerator. LG Signature Refrigerator. Sheesh. It opens up automatically when you're standing by it, and knocking on the window turns on the light inside to reveal the goodies inside.
Hell no. I wouldn't fund this. It would make me fat.
That's exactly what I said.
Like, I would walk through the kitchen, the fridge would open, and I'd be like...
It literally is okay. Just, what's eat me. Yeah. Yeah. Eat me, Seymour. That's what it would do.
Time out.
Okay.
Why would you need to knock on it if the door opens automatically when you're around it?
Well, yeah, there's that. There's holes in it already. But number two, how many calories are you burning by this motion that you're going to get less? You're going to get more fat by not doing this anymore.
So the fact that I can't see through my fridge and it doesn't open automatically when I walk by, I don't think about it. Like it doesn't.
So it's invisible to you.
It doesn't become there until like I'm hungry or actually looking for food. But if I'm walking through the kitchen and like you see something on the counter, you're like, okay, I'm not really hungry, but I'm gonna shove this in my face anyways.
And I mean,
that's what
you don't want any more temptation. You see people,
shoving my face anyway.
You see people putting locks on their refrigerators to keep them out of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see people doing some crazy stuff like that. So one that just automatically says,
do what you get.
You know, no pun intended, come inside me whenever you walk by it. Come on now.
Oh,
come on now. All right. So I'm not funding this one. Webb?
Hell no.
Corey?
I have my money currently tied up in a competing product.
You just got to
So for that reason,
are you
I'm
just
out.
Looking up all declined phrases from...
I watched that show. I didn't. I'm not looking things up. I watched the show so much. That was season 3, episode 2. Mark Cuban.
Terrible. All right. So the next one is actually pretty interesting. It's called Prism. No more fighting over classical versus hip-hop. The Prism connects to your speakers, scours devices in the proximity with playlists from major music streaming services, and then finds and remembers what you like by comparing the playlist and then identifies your taste and tries to come up with a happy medium. Tapping on the cross or the heart on the side of the small pyramid does, well, exactly what you expect. It comes with a Kickstarter, achieved funding more than 200%, in October, the first batch is scheduled for 2016 early. So it's thinking, basically. It just rips the information off of your smart device and says, hey, I see that you like Queen of the Stone Age and Tupac. Let's find something in the middle. What is that, like?
Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, hell no. Hell no. How dare you say Queens of the Stone Age plus Tupac?
It's rock for people who don't like rock. It's pop for people who don't like pop.
That's so terrible.
It's rap for people who don't like rap.
That's so terrible. The design of it is kind of like a pyramid-shaped thing. The speakers look like they shoot out in certain directions, which is kind of odd.
So it's like Pandora.
Yeah, but kind of all without a real interface. You know what I'm saying? No. It kind of does it on its own. Like, you walk by it, and it says, well, I see that you have this. Let me take this out of your phone.
I don't like it.
Nope. Nope.
So, two no funds. Corey?
I like this one.
I mean, it's a good thing for lazy people, but I feel like, what if you're walking by people's houses and they have it and they just rip stuff off your phone? Like, I feel like that could be hacked, like, way easier.
I don't like Pandora because I don't like the liberties that they take in suggesting my music for me. So I use Spotify instead. So I feel like this would take it to a whole new level with no interface. No.
Okay. All right.
And if it can think for itself, hell no.
It's going to be hard to compete with shelf space, I think.
Yes. In major markets.
So therefore, I'm out.
Okay. Hard to compete in shelf space. All right. That's definitely a Shark Tank. Fishbowl response.
Anybody who wants, they'll crush me like the cockroach you are.
Wow. What are they saying in chat about this stuff? Somebody's speaking Spanish in there.
Yeah, it's me.
Special Cases says Black Eyed Peas need a new album. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I want to know who in chat, if you were to mix Queens of the Stone Age and Tupac, because that's really threw me for a loop, what band would it
be? Were you trying to think on that one?
I was really trying to think on it.
I don't know anybody that, I can't think of anything.
It'd have to be like one of those like rock groups that has like the rapping part but not quite as terrible as Linkin Park.
I was gonna say, like, is it
21 Pilots?
Smash Mouth?
What? No.
Not Smash Mouth, that's not who I'm thinking of. The lead singer to me reminds me.
Smash Mouth? No. That's All Star.
Limp Bizkit?
Limp Bizkit, thank you. That's what I was talking about.
Limp Bizkit.
Huh?
They're not good.
I didn't say they were good. I just said that.
Queens of the Stone Age are good.
Okay.
And
Tupac Shakur?
Tupac Shakur is pretty good.
Okay.
The Roots?
No, the Roots don't have rock enough. That's Roots are way too. Who said that in the.
Stoner of the Hearth.
Sorry, Stoner. That's a good group. I like the Roots, but they aren't a mix of Queens of the Stone Age.
Chovy Snack says Kid Rock.
There it is. No, yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Dragon says Linkin Park.
Nope, Joey Snack wins.
Joey Snack won.
Joey Snack, you just won. Kid Rock is the winner. There it is.
Yeah, because Queens of Stone Age, although they're good, they're a little white trashy, and Kid Rock is a lot of white trashy.
But he's raps. And,
yeah.
Kid Rock is the epitome of white trash. Yeah. That's.
All right, next one. We have another Frigidator.
Cool. Yeah. Is it by Samsung?
No, this one's by LG. It's called LG Signature Refrigerator. It opens automatically when it senses you're standing by it. But wait, it also turns on a window, a light inside, of course. But wait, just like the Samsung one. That's
wait,
all the other one.
Wait, the first one is the Samsung one?
Yeah, the first one is the Samsung
one. Oh, you said it was the LG.
Yeah, I know. The first one I was talking about does those exact same things.
The first one, who was the first one by?
Samsung.
Okay, you said LG.
Did I?
Yeah, so that's why I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm so confused.
I'm like, wait.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Did I say? I could have sworn.
No,
you said
LG.
You said LG.
All right, so then we're talking about Samsung.
Now we're talking about Samsung?
Or are we talking about LG?
The first one's LG.
First one's LG. The
Where's
second
Whirlpool
one?
In all this?
They Samsung. Suck. The first one was LG.
They make really
okay.
Sorry.
Dryers.
First
they
one
make
is
good refrigerators.
The second one is Samsung's Family HUD refrigerator. I was reading the old one.
Okay. I was really confused.
Yeah, okay. So, Samsung's Family HUD refrigerator. It's a refrigerator with a huge touchscreen embedded in the front of it with some useful apps and camera to send you pictures of the contents inside of your refrigerator.
I think they're just trying to make us more obese. Like, that's their goal.
But think about this.
We're going to be fat, submissive.
Think about this.
Of the government.
You're at the grocery store, away from home. And you're like, crap, I can't remember if I have milk or not. You go to your app on your phone to look inside your refrigerator. You don't see the milk.
Okay, so for most of us who go shopping at the store, we make a list.
For those people that are forgetful. I
forgot to make a list.
Exactly.
Or take a picture of your fridge before you leave if you don't got time.
Or have your refrigerator take a picture of it for you.
Or call somebody at home.
What if you live alone? What if you're a lonely person at home with 17 cats?
I love it.
And for some reason, a Samsung refrigerator that costs a stupid amount of money, because it is $5,000, by the way.
That's your only friend.
Let's see. It says on one hand, it could be really handy. On the other hand, it could be gross. If somebody hacks in and just starts looking at your innards of your refrigerator.
You know who would hack that? Corey's mom.
Yeah.
What's
in your refrigerator? Yeah.
Never mind. I can see it from my app.
Yeah.
That one.
So we're funding this one. What are we doing?
I like that one.
Okay.
because of the touchscreen capabilities. Because I cannot wait to have, like, a touchscreen counter and, like, touchscreen devices in my home. And this is, like, one step closer to that.
Oh, okay.
I won't spend $5,000 on it, but
it's $5,000.
I want to know exactly what, how the everything on the touchscreen works, though. Like,
have you used
like,
an iPad
say
before?
Like, say like I want, yeah.
Wow.
No, I mean, say like I want to do, because it's not, is it going to have like a full capability of an iPad?
You play Angry Birds on it.
You can I don't know
mean,
if you
no,
gonna...
that, but can
yeah,
you,
I don't know.
Can you download like certain apps, like do an all recipes kind
you
of thing?
You can't download torrents on it.
And shut up.
I don't know if you're going to have
then,
that freedom.
And then,
like
you know,
that?
Like, make your shopping list as you're looking for stuff on the fridge. And it's like, no, you have this or you have that. And it's already in your fridge.
So, you're thinking.
It, you know what I mean?
You're thinking you want to be able to go on Pinterest, look for recipes, and, like, click on a recipe. And then
yeah,
it will automatically make a list for you.
It'll be
send
my meal
stuff,
planner.
Send stuff inside of your food. I mean, your refrigerator. Maybe the industry starts to put chips in your products. Think about it that way. So, like, you're on Pinterest. You click the app or whatever. I need this.
Mm-hmm.
It scans whatever chips that are already embedded on the product box or bag.
Right.
And you're like, oh, well, you have everything. You can make it. Or it'd be like, you're missing this, this, and this. Go buy it.
There's an easier and cheaper way to be able to have that happen without having to put computer chips in your food.
What is that?
Is you have – right now we have the technology, like Amazon has it even, where if you're at a store mm-hmm. and you open up the Amazon app and you want to search for – a product on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Say you want to look at a Blu-ray player and you want to check the prices on Amazon. So you can open up the Amazon app. It uses your camera to scan the barcode, the image,
so
or whatever,
you,
and it pulls it up that way.
So you just inventory your stuff while you're putting it in your refrigerator.
Well, no, you wouldn't even have to because there's already a camera in the refrigerator.
Yeah, but it's not going to point right at your barcode.
But if it's a wide enough angle, then it would be able to read the barcodes.
Where
the
barcodes placed on everything,
or
usually.
Barcodes or the label.
A label.
I mean, it would have to be
okay.
More sophisticated. But yeah. You could have it do both.
Okay. Okay.
That's actually, that's really cool.
See, now we're talking.
Now we're, listen
but
to
feel,
us.
I but feel like if I'm going to buy that fridge, like it better have all of the bugs worked out and do.
Oh, no,
like,
this is
going to
be, this is going to be series one. $5,000.
Yeah.
This is going to be.
No way.
It's going to be the first iPad. That's
I
what
mean,
this is going to be.
I would invest in it, yes, but I would not buy it right off the shelf.
Corey, you invest in the iRefrigerator.
Wait, iRefrigerator?
No, it's still the Samsung's
okay.
family home
okay.
refrigerator.
I'm like, did we just turn into Apple or something?
Corey.
More after the break.
I know.
This seems like the kind of deal where I'd like to, no, I'm not going to do it.
Wow.
No.
Web?
Yeah.
You want the fridge?
Yep.
I'm going to invest in it too.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it's going through to the market.
It's
you got your money, sir.
It's too expensive.
$5,000 is very expensive.
No one's going to buy that.
3,000 euros.
Yeah, so there's our market.
Yeah, there you
Europe.
Go. There you go. Boom. Next one, Larissa, you might like this one. It's called the Clever Pet.
Is it some sort of womanly pleasure device?
Yep.
No.
Oh.
There's all kind of treat dispensers, but this one will let you drive your dog or cat crazy and other ways around.
What's it called?
It's called the Clever Pet. Though it's been linked to a game console, it's really more common with a Simon than your Xbox. It flashes lights, and when your pet taps the right pad, it pops out a treat.
Oh, yes, I saw this.
Pretty
interesting. It's a game for your
pet. It's a game
for your
pet. Yeah. And so, like, you know, they have to press the right one, and then boom, a little cookie or something comes out for them, and they get to nibble on it. What do you think, Larissa?
They have to work for it?
Yeah, they have to work for it.
Nah.
Said it works for dogs and cats, and I would imagine any other quadrupeds as well, of course.
I mean, how does it drive them crazy? Just
well,
the flashing lights and stuff?
Probably, yeah.
But
$300, too. Let me give you that.
Yeah, that's not enough to drive my animals crazy.
Okay. So you're not funding this one?
Nah. What I will fund is... If somebody makes, like, bionic skeletons, so after your animal passes away, instead of, like, stuffing your animal, you just put the bionic skeletons in, and it becomes, like, your robot of its former self.
So then why don't you get a freaking robot from the beginning so it never dies?
I don't know. Some people love their animals and their individual personalities. personality.
So you want your corpse, the corpse of your animal in a roboskeleton?
To be drug around by a roboskeleton.
My bionic animal.
Love me. He starts talking to you. Its head starts
glitching out.
Yeah.
Destroy.
Larissa.
Exterminate.
Exterminate.
What are you doing, Mr. Snookums?
In the
Snookums,
eyes,
no.
The eyes of your new pet
name's
are just
not Snookums.
Cameras.
I know, right? Yeah.
From President Barack Obama. Terrible.
Thanks, Obama.
Because by then, he's a cyborg that they've just wrapped his skin around, right?
Yeah.
That's what we do, just gross. How we do with everything. You just pass on. We wrap your skin around cold, hard steel.
Do it. Start with pets, and then we'll do it with ourselves.
Sheesh.
We'll have RoboWeb.
So terrible. So what about a web? The clever pet.
No.
And
Corey? Way too expensive.
Yeah, I know, $300 is
my
too
dog
expensive.
Would be scared shitless of it.
This seems like the type of I'd like to make a royalty deal.
Okay. Here. All right.
I would up front give them the $20,000 that they're asking for in return for no equity in the company. But instead, I want 50 cents perpetuity.
Good Lord. You're literally verbatim.
For every unit sold.
That's terrible. I know, right? What are you reading? What are you reading over
there?
There's
a lot of big words coming up over there.
All you had to do is say no.
I don't see any other offers on the table.
I'd say no. Next one, Larissa, you might like this one as well. It's called the daiquiri.
Yep, Obama. Definitely a sex toy.
Sorry, X Shinobi says Obama is a synth.
Terrible.
Did you see that meme they posted on Nerd Reactor? It has three glasses.
Oh, yeah, the water.
Yeah.
One says the optimist says this glass is half full. The pessimist says this one is half empty. And the third one says the Brotherhood of Steel says this glass of water is a damn synth.
I got to get back on that game. I haven't played enough.
Oh, it's good.
The daiquiri is a smart helmet. Uses its clear plastic panels to project an AR or augmented reality onto the screen, overlaying a construction worker's view of the real world. That leaves your hands free for more important tasks and things like holding blueprints or making sure you're measuring the door frame properly. So instead of the video game aspect, which we've seen with augmented reality, this is more of a worker's thing. So, you know, I need to know the measurement of that, door frame or something. I'm looking at it and it automatically just pops up on my thing, says, 2 feet. And I'm like, oh, bam, I got it. I don't have to go and measure anything. I don't have to do anything. I need to know the dimensions of this room, and it's, does all the stuff for me. I like that idea.
I do, too.
But if you've seen the actual design of this helmet, you look like a stormtrooper.
That's cool.
I'm funding it.
Yeah.
I was just for that.
And that's called the daiquiri?
The daiquiri. Daiquiri. D-A-Q-R-I.
I think it's daiquiri. I don't think it's a daiquiri.
That's no, not very daiquiri,
That's very...
Daiquiri.
Yeah, I'd fund that. I don't see the downside of looking like a stormtrooper.
You tell that to the ones that were on the Death Star.
Looking like a stormtrooper, not being a stormtrooper. Yeah.
Corey, your candid response.
You may miss all of the screws. I don't know.
Your predetermined response that you're reading.
I'm not.
Are you funny?
I can't relate to the product. It's not something I see myself using. I'm not a fan of it. And in the companies I invest in, I have to have that passion. So for that reason, I'm out.
You don't like building things?
Hate building things. Mm. I love tearing things down. I love.
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
Hate building things.
I like tearing shit up much better.
Build, destroy, build. Yeah.
We owe someone a wave.
Mr. Nathan Songs King.
Nathan Songs King Live. All right, let's do this. Whoa!
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 All
right, there you go. That was for you.
All right. We got two more to run through here real quick, and then we'll move on to something else. Let's do this last one right here quick, just to wrap it up. The Mahdi face mirror. So basically what it is a mirror.
What?
Mahdi face mirror.
How do I spell that?
M-O-D-I, and then just face, of course, and then mirror.
F-A-C-E?
Yeah, F-A-S.
It's always been one of my trouble words, all right?
So this thing basically is geared towards women. Let's just go ahead and call a spade, or some very confused young man, where you can put digital. It shows your face, of course, but you can like kind of make your makeup with a little touchscreen and see what you look like before you actually put the makeup on. It's craziness. That's what it is.
I wouldn't invest.
Witchcraft.
For some women trying to keep makeup.
Does it look cartoony? How does it look?
Looks pretty damn good.
Actually, it looks pretty good. No, yeah. Like, it doesn't look bad at all.
Okay. You try on makeup of, like, celebrities. Like,
you can actually.
She's going through, like, celebrities and what they're wearing for makeup and trying that on.
There's an app on the iOS and the Android if you want to try it out as well to see what you kind of would, you know, get in your home.
I think we should all try it.
I think we shouldn't.
I think that
I might try it.
Give me the Mimi from Drew Carey. That's what I want my face makeup to look like.
So, what are we doing?
I'm going to invest in this.
You're going to invest in
that
one?
Because my wife will buy it anyway, so I might as well make some money off of it.
Yeah,
I feel like if it did the makeup for you, then I would buy it or invest in
it. How would that work? Explain the science behind that.
I don't know. It just should do it for you.
You're just the idea, man. Robotic, you don't have to figure out how it works.
Nope.
Robotic arms come out of the side and they just start jabbing you in the face.
iRobot, sir. iRobot. Has to start some point.
No, you've seen Fifth Element. You know how she puts her finger in the nail thing and it does her nails for her?
Well, that one that seems like more easier technology, though.
That. Yeah.
She puts the face thing on and it does her makeup.
She also put some like beans in a bowl into a microwave and a giant chicken popped out. So
that's what I think it should be like. Like on one side, you're messing
multi-pass.
With. Multipass. Yeah.
Which always, I was like, there's got to be some type of something wrong with that chicken when it comes out fully cooked. Like, it's got to be some chemical imbalance or something.
Water.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
There's water, so it's fine.
No. And so that was some of the gadgets at CES 2016. There's a whole bunch of them there.
You don't get a chance to invest in this one?
Oh, do you want to get invested in that one? Here we go.
I don't wear makeup myself. Okay. I can count the amount of time I've worn makeup on one hand.
And that's already too much.
So I can't identify with the product. I don't see what value I can add to them. So for that reason, I'm out.
All right. And there you have it, everybody. Fish tank.
Fish tank. There that's perfect. We should. All right.
You want a fish tank?
I'm going to save that one.
Yeah.
Not saying that one on the internet. I'm going to mail it to myself.
So, there's a time stamp right there. Like I said, there's a lot of crazy things at CES this year. I believe Jada's there, right?
Yeah, Jada is hanging out with Quentin Rampage Jackson.
That's just got to be
Did you
craziness.
See the photos?
No, I have not seen the photos.
Nerd Reactor and Jada were spent pretty much the whole night a few nights ago hanging out with MMA legend Quentin Rampage Jackson. I've never been jealous. I'm not a jealous type of person, especially of Jada.
Okay.
However, I conceded defeat. I sent the message. I said, I am officially 100% jealous right now.
Because they got to hang out with Rampage.
Rampage, yeah.
If one of them didn't die in the night, then it wasn't a real party. That's just,
definitely wasn't Jada. If she can survive with Cuban drug lords in San Francisco, she would survive anything.
Somebody in chat said Aaron is low-key projecting gender roles. It's 2015. Actually, it's 2016. So there you go.
Boom.
Keep those ideas back in the past.
Aaron
yeah.
is the Samuel L. Jackson of the show.
That's fine.
I hope you burn in hell.
I have been on damn near every show. So, yeah, that's what that is. So CES, everybody. There's more information on the internet, of course. Go check it out. See the weird, crazy. Because now they keep pushing this bending LCD stuff on people.
Oh, yeah. You
I'm
saw
tired
that?
Of that. Just stop it.
Why the screen?
It, why does it need to bend? I don't
like,
understand.
Why? Yeah. What do I need to bend for?
I don't see.
Somebody beat the record now. We have a giant 12-foot TV. Go check that one out.
Look on the How I Met Your Mother. You see that wall right there?
Oh, yeah. And I looked and I was like, wait, that room was 12 by 12. That means that'd be that whole wall. Why would I want that?
Hey, bring it over in the freaking tugboat, like King Kong.
You would have to move your head while you're playing.
Yeah, I don't need that. Right. M. Night Shyamalan and Ding Dong is bringing back Tales Crisis. From the Crypt, everybody.
Woo!
No, that's not a woo.
Yeah, it is.
That's a woo for Tales of the Crypt. But M. Night Shyamalan, this is the man that brought you Avatar.
How many twists does the man have?
I think he has so many twists that he
he's like,
popped
I have
his own head off.
Oh, Avatar the Airbender.
Yeah.
I'm like,
not Avatar.
Avatar? Yeah. No. The other thing called Avatar.
We don't speak of that anymore ever since Star Wars beat it in the box office.
It's dead to
it's
us.
It's dead. Yeah.
No more hair sex.
Liked it better when it was Pocahontas. So, yeah, M. Night Shyamalan bringing back the old Crypt Keeper, who, you know, was very popular in the 90s, of course. And guess who's developing this one? TNT.
No. It's going to be a TNT series?
Says TNT is developing a new two-hour horror block for the fall of 2016, led by the revival of the horror series Tales from the Crypt, an M. Night Shyamalan twist. He will oversee the two-hour session, including additional short and long storytelling series anchored in a one-hour reboot of the Crypt.
Now, are they all going to be remakes of old episodes, or are they going to be brand new?
I think they're all going to be brand new.
Okay.
It says the Crypt reboot is said to be similar in the format of Black Mirror. Does anybody know that one?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that one.
I've never heard of it.
And each episode will be a standalone story as opposed to an anthology series like American Horror Story. Thank God. Who all watched American Horror in here?
I did.
Did everybody watch it?
Yep.
Did you see it?
What, American Horror?
Yes.
No.
Corey?
No, not at all.
Okay, so American Horror Story, everybody was raving about it. You know, it's good. You got to watch it. Aaron, go watch it. So I was like, okay, I like stories. I'm going to go watch it. Problem is, traditionally, with horror stories that I can think of, there's not really a story you care about. It's all about how are they getting away from that monster? Or how is that monster going to kill everybody? That's usually how it is. So what American Horror Story tried to do was add a story to a horror thing. A lot of the stuff in there didn't need to be in there for a story standpoint. Now, if you like the depressing gore of people getting killed, that's your bag. You got it in there. But I kind of wanted a story out of it because I thought that's what I was going to get, a new twist on a horror story.
But which one did you watch?
The first season. You got to start with number one.
Okay. So you don't have to.
No, but yeah, you don't. You don't. But see, the difference between that and Tales from the Crypt, you can watch an episode from Tales from the Crypt from 1989, and then Tales from the Crypt from 1995. Mm-hmm. Nothing alike. Two separate stories. One ends. It's done. Boom. You got your scare. You're out of there. That's what that is.
Yeah.
American Horror Story tried to stuff a whole season. And to me, it fell short.
They try to make characters. And
yeah. They try to flesh it out and everything. And I applaud them for their effort. But I don't know. Maybe I have to watch another season. Because the first season was...
I liked The Coven.
Yeah, I've heard different things. I've had friends suggest different seasons to me. Like, they all like them for their own different reasons.
Joey Snacks says this is going to be like Burn Notice. Everyone knows it exists, but don't know what the hell it's about.
That's a good analogy. Burn Notice was awesome, by the way. Go watch it if you haven't seen it. Burn Notice was really good. Couldn't tell you what it's about. But that's just about a spy trying to become a spy again.
Yeah, because he got burned.
Yeah. So, yeah, go watch.
I used to watch that
and
show.
No one noticed.
Religiously.
It was a really good show. Really, really good show. What else we got on the docket? The PlayStation VR has more than 100 games in the works. That's ridiculous.
Damn.
They clearly didn't read my article.
98 of them, mini games.
I'm sure of it. Wow, 98 of them?
Yeah, 98 of them.
It's like freemium, a couple hour kind of games?
Like Candy Crush.
Like,
oh, God.
Like bowling. Would be one of them.
So oh, you're looking like Wii Sports.
Yeah, I was going to say Wii Sports.
PlayStation
Wii
Sports
Plus thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Says PlayStation VR has more than 50 confirmed titles heading its way, but according to Sony CEO Kaz Hirai, that's just half. During CES 2016 interview, Hirai told the BBC, I love those guys, that the upcoming peripheral has more than more unannounced developed support. He says, and I'm not going to say it in an accent because that'd just be racist, we have more than 200 developers signed up for PlayStation VR program who are working on probably about, I don't know, 100 or more titles that will play on the VR, which is a testament to the kind of support we're getting for the PlayStation VR. So I think we'll have a lot of good support, and it'll be a great product coming out later this year. So, are we all getting the headset? We all have PS4s here.
I almost have a PS4. It's on the way.
But it's basically.
It's in the mail.
Yeah, it's there.
I don't see myself getting it.
I don't either.
How much are they selling theirs for?
$5,000.
Well, shut the hell up.
No. We know the Oculus is what, 600?
Six, way too much 100.
So, what do you expect this one to be priced at?
If it doesn't come out at $150, I'm not buying it.
$150, so low.
$100.50.
That's what $150 means.
Dude. That's what $150 means. All
right.
Sony still hasn't had a firm release date for the or price tag for the VR headset, formerly known as Project Morpheus. Oculus announced a fairly steep price point at its Rift yesterday. Hopefully Sony will capitalize on that by swooping in a few months later with a cheaper product and more games like E3, you know, all over again. I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't buy the headset thing yet. Mm-mm. We're still trying to figure out regular video games. I can't even get into a group in Grand Theft Auto online. Why am I trying to force a VR situation now?
I won't buy version 1.
Yeah. Oh,
I'll probably buy next gen.
You're going to buy Slim?
I'll wait. Buy the Slim. The S version?
Yeah, the S version. Okay.
No, I'll probably buy version 2 depending on how much it is. If it's 300, I could see that. Depending on how good it is.
300? Really?
I would wait for all the YouTube videos and reviews and stuff to come
out.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like,
but still, you would still go as high as 300.
Depending on how good it was, yeah. I mean, if the video that I just saw where they were in, like, mechs and they're running around and stuff like that, that looks cool.
But you're getting close to the console price now.
Yeah.
So you're paying twice now. See what I mean? See where they get you?
I see what you mean, but I don't see it realistically being cheaper than 300. I mean, I see why it should be, but realistically, I don't see that happening.
Because if I'm paying another price of the console, then I better get a damn console.
That's essentially how I'm looking at it. It's almost like another console.
So that means I better get so much of a new experience. I feel like this PlayStation is, you know, not a PlayStation without it.
Who's going to win the VR wars? The answer is... Whoever can give you virtual reality pornography for the lowest price.
Oh, and it's Oculus.
Or whoever
it's Oculus
allows
thing.
The mods and gives away their software programming so people can do that.
I'm
so
just
not
saying.
Microsoft.
Not Microsoft.
They don't need to come out with anything. Like, nothing.
You don't think their HoloLens
no.
is going
to... Their HoloLens needs to be marketed towards something different.
Special cases. Aaron is getting played off like the Oscars.
What? Oh, because of the music? Oh, no.
It's
I
true.
Heard it wrapped up. You just got to give me how many much time so I can do the full blown, you know what we'll call it.
You have 1 minute, sir.
Nice. I'd like to thank God, the director. Without him, the show couldn't be possible.
that great director in the
sky. Susan Sarandon, Morgan Freeman, great partners to work with. They were awesome.
Morgan Freeman is your double.
I like.
Isn't he?
Yeah. It's not double. I'd like to thank the cast, the crew, Billy Joel for the soundtrack.
You used to be a big shot.
It was awesome. It's amazing. It's amazing for me to even be here in front of everybody tonight. So I get the playoff music. That's what they do whenever they want me to get off the damn stage. But whatever.
We need a cane.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can check us out on nerdreactor.com. Go follow us on Twitter, Facebook, any social media.
iTunes.
Awesome.
We need those ratings.
iTunes, head over there. Give us the 5 stars because we deserve 5 stars.
Yes.
We are 5 stars.
Yes.
I mean, damn it, we
stars.
Invented 5 stars.
Yes.
And if you
preach!
Can.
Preach!
Exactly. I can't hear if this song is going off.
It's over.
Oh, thank you for Larissa, Corey, and the real David Wood. I'm Sir Evan Carr saying goodnight, everybody.